Now this update from the Canadian Press. Anti-pipeline demonstrators gathered around government buildings in Victoria, BC today, singing and offering coffee and snacks to passersby outside. Protesters also continue to block vital rail lines across the country, and CN Rail has halted all trains east of Toronto. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is brushing off calls to action from Conservative leader Andrew Scheer, saying he has no plans to order the RCMP to end the blockades. Police have arrested an Ontario-based couple, saying the pair act as money mules to a mostly India-based phone and internet scam. The scam sees fraudsters impersonate Canada Revenue Agency employees, demand money, and threaten the victims with imprisonment if they don't pay up. An Edmonton judge says a man found responsible in the death of his infant son will get a reduced overall sentence when a decision is made on April 21st. That's because he's been assaulted in jail and spends much of his time segregated in protective custody. From the Canadian Press, I'm Emily Javeski.
All right, let's check in with the old hog weather right now. Getting down to -2 for Saturday. Chance of flurries, mix of sun and cloud. Sunday, high of 1, chance of flurries as well. Tonight, get down to a low of -16, partially cloudy. Right now, downtown Hamilton, -11 with the wind chill -16, but come on, we both know it's colder than that. Midwife crisis on the way. All right, the 4 o'clock portion of the show, and on the line with me right now is Andrew Listen. Are you there, buddy?
I'm here.
You're there? You're there? Are you there?
Yes.
How you been, man?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Last time I saw you, you were doing the open mic down at the Casbah Lounge.
Yeah. I usually go every other week. It's a fun time.
Yeah, that's Wednesdays, right?
Yeah, every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday. Well, I caught you down there a couple times. I was down there with some recording gear and meeting some other people and that. And it looks like it's really turning into a nice little thing for people that want to perform on Wednesday nights there. Why do you do every other week? Is it like a job thing, or what's holding you back?
That's a good question. Really depends. I just happen to have shows some weeks, and
right.
I don't want to play too much. I don't want to burn myself out. I'm not saying their open mic burns me out, but if I'm doing a show and then open mic 2 days later,
But your stuff, it's like it's indie punk folk music, and it's just you. You don't have a backup band, do you?
Actually, I'm going to be playing with a drummer tonight.
Okay. Is this something you've done before, or is this just something you're trying out?
We've been playing together since December. My newest single has Elio McCarthy on the drums from Flying Buttress.
Okay.
And we played a show together in January. We did the Sunday Slam Fest.
Oh, over at this in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
How did that turn out for you?
It was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. My goal is to we're going to start playing more and more shows together, but I am still doing some solo shows as well.
Yeah. What was the track that he played on?
He played on Small Town Tragedy, the new track that just came out today.
Oh, it just came out today. So how come I don't have it? That's kind of a weird thing.
Wait, you don't have it?
No.
Oh, that is weird. I thought we were going to send it to you.
Dude, it's okay. I can always play it next week. So you're performing tonight at the Corktown with, what do you got, the Chestnut Tree Cafe. Have you played with them before?
I haven't, but I've played with Arwen at open mics before.
Yeah, okay. And also on the bill is Mac and Sleaze, which is new to me. I've never heard of this band, but they're out of Guelph. Apparently they're pretty cool. And the headlining is the Ruddy Ruckus. Do you hang out with the Ruddy Ruckus guys?
I hang out with Rob sometimes. Rob, actually, he runs Rocket Launcher Records, which is the label that I am part of.
Okay, well, there you go. So, yeah, and you've been on that label for what, for 2 years now?
No. Only about since the summer.
Oh, that's actually the first time that you and I actually spoke and met was in the summertime back in July on the air here. That's when that's how I would remember that label. See, I thought you were on that label for 2 years, but I didn't realize it was just this summer.
No, I've been playing as the Midwife Crisis for 2 years.
For 2 years. Oh, okay. All right. So the drummer tonight and yourself, how long are you guys playing for?
our set actually only comes out to about 22 minutes. They're not very long songs.
No. Well, yeah. Well, because I remember like some of the ones are like, you know, Cold Sweats and Gritted Teeth is like only 44 seconds.
Oh, yeah. That one's just an interlude. But yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right, man. Well, listen, what's the cover tonight?
Cover tonight is $10.
10 Bones. And how does everyone get your new song and the rest of your music? Where's the best way to find it?
You can find my new song, Small Throne Tragedy, as well as the rest of my stuff on Spotify or whatever streaming service that you use.
Okay, all right. So that means you're covered off on everything like Google Plus, yada, 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 Bandcamp, and all the other fun stuff.
Yes.
Okay, buddy. Listen, have a good time tonight. Don't break too many hearts with your music tonight because I know it's Valentine's and everything. All right. Here's I Hate the Beach. Thanks for calling, Andrew. Have a good time tonight, buddy.
You too. Have a good day.
See you, buddy.
Bye.
The Hawk. systems are go. Are you sure? Control is not convinced, but the computer has the evidence. No need to abort. The countdown starts. Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
control. There is a problem. Go to Rocket's phone. Not responding. Hello, Major Tom. Are you receiving? Turn the thrusters on. We're standing by. There's no reply.
How awful for it to get glitchy. What happened? Peter Schilling, how could you do this to us, Major Tom? And for me to get the big okay from Chris Poor, mocking me? Really? Wow, and a hand clap? Oh. Oh, don't you worry, kid. I listen to your show. I'm all over it. Weird. That's never happened before on that track. That's weird. 420 right now. Gunner here. You just heard Major Tom, the extended version of Peter Schilling with a little bit of a glitch. Coming up, Lucifer? Sure. Sniffing the Tears? Sure. But out of Burlington, Ontario, back in the day, 80s music, which made us all dance really, really funny on City TV with our funny haircuts. The Spoons, Know the Heart.
101.5 The Hawk.
Yeah.
Who has never been smacked in the fucking mouth? to The Heart, 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Ladies and gentlemen, shut up!
Stay with you like a lover's voice across the mountainside. On the FM dial since 99, CIOY, 101.5 FM.
Five to five, Gunner here. Send me an angel from real life in there for you. Some big country, the Spoons, of course. 5 o'clock rolling in. Here's some David Bowie taking there. Modern Love.
Get things done.